It's great to see everyone and even some new faces this morning as we celebrate Mass today and especially have children involved in this Mass today, so it's great. Well, we think about God's Word, and so I have a question maybe to see if somebody can help me. You are my inheritance, O Lord. What do you think the word inheritance means? What do you think that might mean? Any older student got a little good thought this morning? What do you think an inheritance is? How about this? I think we're in the month of November, right? Does the month of December kind of like bring about little joy and something that happens at the end of the month, right? So like when you wake up on like Christmas morning, what do you hope to see? What do you hope to see underneath the tree? What do you hope to see? Presents, are you sure? Okay, yeah, you'd hope to see presents. Yeah, that's true. So we might say that inheritance is kind of like a special gift that you maybe never anticipated. Now, it's a good thing, but yet there's kind of sadness linked to it because it means that it's a gift that's passed on from somebody who maybe has died. Huh? So there's kind of good and bad. But most of the time it's good because it's given as not only a gift, but it's given with maybe an intention and a hope that something good would happen with that gift. So sometimes people might receive money. Sometimes people might receive some kind of a special possession, like in grandma's house, you receive her china. Or to say that you receive a piece of jewelry. Or to say that my dad was a farmer and a mechanic. And so I have one of his small special tools that I still have with me. And it means something to me. But to think of Jesus saying, really that God's word saying, you are my inheritance, O Lord, saying God wants us to receive an incredible gift. Now the question is, what is that gift? I don't know what it is, so I want you to help me today. What do you think that gift is? Somebody said something? Grace, that's one thing. Heaven, God's kingdom, huh? A new vision of God's kingdom. And so the scriptures this weekend are really speaking about two things, time and God's kingdom as a gift and something hopefully we can inherit. Because in God's mind and in God's presence, we know that heaven is forever. It's an incredible place of joy. You know, for kids and for us young adults, we might say that heaven is kind of like saying you can go to the greatest, largest toy store and pick out anything you want, fill a shop cart full, and there's nothing you have to pay for. Wouldn't that be great? Huh? Or to say that heaven might be like going to your favorite ice cream shop and saying you can get the largest ice cream cone and eat as much chocolate as you want, you won't get sick, and you don't have to pay for it. And then you can come back not just one day, but many days. Huh? So it's this everlasting goodness that overflows. Now, the other thing in Scripture, as we listen, I found it ironic, and sometimes as a priest, I do many things, but I try to kind of read the Scriptures already like on Tuesday or Wednesday morning, even though I do other Masses throughout the week. But it didn't catch me until this morning as I read them again, that both the first reading and the Gospel, there's a reference where it says, in those days. Now, as an adult, some of us might say, well, in 10 years, or maybe when we're older, we might be talking to somebody and say, in those days, Nebraska couldn't win a football game, huh? You know, as an example. But we would also say that in God's time, that really God is kind of saying, remember the good things that God revealed, even in the past, but in the present. So the book of Daniel, and really Mark's gospel, are part of a part of scripture that is called apocalyptic. Now, that's a huge word. But what it really means is it's speaking of kind of the end of times with a sense of hope. And also like the book of Revelation, the last book in the Bible, sometimes uses these incredible images about beasts and demons. It reminds us about sometimes tension and struggle between good and evil. And God is there to help us always remain faithful and to help us in the battle. And so even in the book of Daniel is one who says Michael the Archangel is sent to God's people during their time of persecution, when the Jews were being taken from their city and taken to Babylon, and they had to lose everything, and to try to maintain a mindset and a certain kind of faith and remember God's covenant. And so Michael the Archangel is sent to kind of help them, encourage them, and remind them that at the end, God's kingdom will prevail. And Jesus is kind of saying the same thing in the Gospels. Now, Jesus uses this other language that might be called, and especially in Matthew's Gospel, it's called the Last Judgment scene. So God's time is also reminding us, for us who are not eternal like God, that unfortunately we will all die, but God hopes that we can be gathered together to live with Him forever in the heavenly kingdom. And so He talks about, you know, Him sending out somebody who would gather all the elect, which means God says, I hope all of you can be elected into the heavenly kingdom. But we have to be faithful, huh? We have to try to live like Christ. And then sometimes we have to carry our crosses and sometimes endure struggles or challenges. But in the end, God's kingdom, which is powerful, magnificent, mysterious, will prevail. And in the meantime, it is Christ who also, as God's Son, and as the second reading reminds us, He is the high priest, that He died to save us. And so He wants to give us this strength and grace and wisdom we might need sometimes to choose and to follow. And so part of this opportunity we have is to share in that gift even now in the Eucharist. Food for the journey, huh? Food that gives us a little strength and a little zeal, a little courage. And so together as we pray, and next week we celebrate the ending of the liturgical year, knowing Christ the King Sunday, we know that there's an end and a beginning, but with God, time always continues. And Christ is the one who says, I'm with you on the journey. Don't forget about me, but also don't forget about God and His goodness of the past, and His goodness in the present, and His goodness that we can seek because we are people of faith. And so let us praise God and let us think about how Christ also wants us to receive His gifts, and especially the Holy Eucharist, with not only reverence, but with a sense of gratitude and knowing that that gives us a taste for the good inheritance He wants us to have, which is the heavenly kingdom.